Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a comparison of recordings of Annette Henshaw with recordings of the same tunes by dance band. The first recording that I want to bring in is Black Bottom. On July 28, 1926, Annette Henshaw had a couple of tests made, but they were not released commercially. Her first commercial recording is from September 12, 1926. She recorded two tunes, Black Bottom and 6 Feet of Papa, and the one that I want to play now is Black Bottom. She's accompanied by Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Jimmy Lytle clarinet, Irving Brodsky piano. There is a unknown banjo and an unknown brass bass. That was some debut, wasn't it? Great tune, great accompaniment, excellent singer. I will follow that with a recording by Joe Cantullo and his Everglades Orchestra from July 1926. We have Joe Cantullo, he's playing violin and directing. There are two trumpets, trombone, Goof Moyer on clarinet alto sax, Burt Reynolds on soprano sax alto sax, Jerry Salisbury on clarinet alto sax tenor sax, Frank DiCarlo piano, John Montesanto banjo, Nick Ferrara brass bass, Ray Bauduc on drums. So let's compare then two recordings of Black Bottom, both from 1926. First, Annette Henshaw, then Joe Cantullo.
But it makes the doggies feel like strutting around. By watching, they found a way to imitate it. I know they exaggerated, but I wish that you could see the dance that they found. Every highbrow gal and a bonbon buddy go down where the flats are muddy to do a step that soon will be renowned. bottom. You twist, you've got 'em. Oh, sister, they clap their hands and do a raggedy drop. Said I. Oh, fellows, down they go and high yellers. Away they go, they jump right in and give it all that they've got. They say when that river bottom covered with ooze starts in the squirm, couples dance is the movement they use. Just like a worm, black bottom, a new rhythm for you. Bottom, go with them to that black, black bottom on a dead note.
There is a lot of information about Annette Henshaw in the website jazzage1920s.com. Lots of pictures, lots of photographs, lots of information, very well done. Okay, let's continue with the music. The next tune I want to play is Do Do Do. This is George Gershwin's tune. It was introduced in the Broadway musical OK, which ran in the Imperial Theatre from November 8, 1926 to June 1927. The book is by Guy Bolton and P.G. Woodhouse, and the music by George Gershwin, the lyrics by Ira Gershwin. One of the famous numbers in this musical was Someone to Watch Over Me, and another one was Do Do Do, and that's the one I want to play now. Annette Henshaw recorded it on November 26, 1926, with Irving Brodsky on piano, and the dance band recording that I want to play is by Jack Hilton, and this is from September 8, 1927. Jackson is on trumpet, Billy Turnant on sax, and Chappie D'Amato on sax also, and the three of them also sing the vocal. So let's listen then to two versions of Do Do Do. First, Annette Henshaw in 1926, then Jack Hilton in 1927.
That's all. come through, baby. My heart begins to hum. Dum 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 dum
Let's continue with the music. I want to go to 1927 for Annette Henshaw, and I will play her recording from January 28, 1927 of I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now. She's accompanied by Irving Brodsky on piano. For the dance band recording, I will have the Charleston Chasers from a couple of weeks later, February 14, 1927. Red Nichols on trumpet and directing, Miff Mole trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, Dick McDonough banjo guitar, and Vic Burton on drums, and the vocalist is Kate Smith. So here is a comparison of I'm Gonna Meet My Sweetie Now. First, Annette Henshaw, then Charleston Chasers with Kate Smith, 1927.
A to Z, guess you wonder where I'm gonna go. I wanna tell you I'm excited, I'll admit, and you ain't heard the half of it. Gonna meet the one that I love so. Hey, hey, clear the way, looks like this is my lucky day. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Do-do-do-do, just can't be annoyed. Am I happy? I'm overjoyed. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now, right now. Oh, what kissing, and oh, what petting. Oh, what loving I will soon be getting. Yay, boy, what a date. Here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Manicure and a good shampoo. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Yes, indeed, it just got a brand new hat, brand new this and a brand new that. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. When I think of how his arms come stealing, I'm so nervous, girl, you know the feeling. I'm just nearly wild. Come on, mother, and save your child. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now.
Mm-hmm. The next tune I want to play is Rosy Cheeks. Annette Henshaw recorded this on April 29, 1927 with Irving Brodsky on piano. The dance band recording that I want to play is by Ben Selvin and his orchestra. It is from April 25th, 1927. The band is probably consisting of a trumpet, St. Louis on trombone, Louis Martin and another saxophone player, a couple of violins, Lou Kobe on piano, perhaps Hank Stern on brass bass. There is a vocal, but it's not identified. Maybe I can recognize him, and I'll tell you later. So let's listen then to Rosy Cheeks, first by Annette Henshaw, then by Ben Selvin and his orchestra, 1927.
I was strolling up and down the street, going along, humming a song. Who'd have thought that I would ever meet sweet little you? Why, how do you do? Say, rosy cheeks, where you going with those rosy cheeks? I've been chasing you for weeks and weeks. Rosy cheeks, you've surely got me going. My love for you is growing. Rosy cheeks, when you smile a little dimple peeks at me, it seems to say beware, but I don't care. I love you, rosy cheeks. What a lucky day it was for me. I was so blue, then I met you. I made up my mind, just wait and see. Day after day, you'll hear me say, weeks and weeks. Rosy cheeks, you surely got me going. My love for you is growing, growing, growing. My love for you is growing. Rosy cheeks, where you going with those rosy cheeks? Why, I've been chasing you for weeks and weeks. Rosy cheeks, you surely got me going. My love for you is growing. Rosy cheeks, when you smile, at me, it seems to say beware, but I don't care. I love you, rosy cheeks, rosy cheeks. I love you, rosy cheeks. That's all.
Got me going, my love for you is growing. Rosy cheeks, when you smile a little dimple peeks at me, it seems to say beware, but I don't care. I love you, rosy
Next, I want to play a very nice tune. It's Miss Annabel Lee. Annette Henshaw recorded it in August of 1927 with Phil Wall on piano. Phil Wall was a pianist in the Paul Specht Orchestra at the same time as Sylvester Ahola was in that band. The dance band recording that I want to play of Miss Annabel Lee is by Ted Wims Orchestra. Recorded on July 28, 1927. We have Ted Wims is the director, Art Wims and Carl Egge on the trumpet, Carl Workman on trombone, Dick Conliffe on clarinet alto sax, baritone, Taylor on clarinet alto sax, Parker Gibbs clarinet tenor sax, Jack O'Brien piano. The banjos is probably Morton Parker. Louis Thurman on brass bass and Dusty Rhodes on drums. The vocal is by Parker Gibbs and Dusty Rhodes. So let's listen then to Miss Annabel Lee, first Annette Henshaw, then Ted Wims and his orchestra, 1927.
Pretty baby, what would you give? Escorting her, supporting her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabel Lee. What makes them fall? Have it all, just look and you'll see. So, you ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabel Lee. Who's wonderful and marvelous, Miss Annabel Lee. Kissable and lovable, Miss Annabel Lee. Oh, what a perfect beauty, I'll say she is. If you are wise, don't tantalize, or you'll have to see my lawyer. Knows everything, shows everything, Miss Annabel Lee. That baby's warm, she's true to form, just betting you'll see. So, you ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who
and marvelous Miss Annabelle Lee. Miss Annabelle Lee, oh, what a perfect beauty, I'll say she is. If you are wise, don't tell like da 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 da. Knows everything, shows everything, Miss Annabelle Lee. That baby's warm, she's true to form, just that you'll see so. You ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle Lee.
I believe that the vocalist in the recording of Rosy Cheeks by Ben Selvin is Irving Kaufman. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Thank you. Next, I'm going to play a tune that I like a lot. It's Just Another Day Wasted Away. The Annette Henshaw recording is from October 1927. She's accompanied by Willard Robinson. And the dance band version that I want to play is by the OK Melodians, really the Sam Lennon Orchestra, from June 14, 1927. I'm afraid I don't have the names of the musicians or of the female singer here. So let's listen then to Just Another Day Wasted Away, first Annette Henshaw, then the OK Melodians, 1927.
Like yesterday, I got up today with so much to be done. All I could do was think of you. Now it's striking 10, time for bed again, and another day's gone. All I could do was write to you. Just another day wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day wasted away, filled with room. All day all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, I'm a room. Just another night, nothing inside, nothing but breathing. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day wasted away, thinking of you. Every night and day, every different way, how I tried to forget. All I could do was think of you. Blue as I can be, nothing left for me, nothing dear but regret. All I can do is wait for you. Just another day wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day wasted away, filled with gloom. All day all alone, hoping you would roam, but you never called me. Covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing inside, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day, wasted away, thinking of you. That's all.
Go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when and the break of dawn I see. What's it gonna mean to me? Just another day wasted away waiting for you.
Come to the end of the program, and the last tune that I want to play is That's Just My Way of Forgetting You. Annette Henshaw recorded it on September 13, 1928. Musicians that accompanied her are probably the University Six: Frank Cushion trumpet, Arnold Brillhart clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Al Duffy violin, Chauncey Gray piano, Tommy Fellini guitar, and a drummer who's not Stan King, Brian Ross Delsus. The dance band recording that I want to play is from July 12, 1928. It's the post-Bix Gene Goldcat Orchestra. We have Harold Stokes is the director, Earl Baker, Joe Hoover and Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt, Vernon Brown on trombone, Polly DeFault, Larry Tice, Dale Skinner on reeds, Ben Shripman and Earl Wright on violin, Art Gronwall is on piano, George Rose banjo guitar, Steve Brown string bass, Dee Orr is on drums, and the vocalist is Jean Appier. So let's listen then to two recordings of That's Just My Way of Forgetting You. First, Annette Henshaw, then the Gene Goldcat Orchestra, 1928. Out the other night, the first time since we parted. The crowd was gay and I seemed all aglow. Because I smiled, you couldn't tell that I'm still brokenhearted. You couldn't tell, but I want you to know. If you see me dancing in some cabaret, that's just my way of forgetting you. Why, you are the one, there's a new one each day. But that's just my way of forgetting you. If I gave myself the time to think about you, I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find
find a way of forgetting you.
Hope you have enjoyed these comparisons. I always do. And WBIX listener suggested that I do more of these comparisons. And here is a comparison that I hope he will like. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Hey. the start.
We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
This is